And we are super psyched to welcome our newest sponsor, Thunder Road Guitars. Thunder Road Guitars is the Pacific Northwest's best source for premium, new, used, and vintage guitars, amplifiers, and pedals. Online or in their Seattle, that's West Seattle, or Portland stores. You'll find fantastic customer service and a terrific vibe. I know because I'm in there a lot. Grab a cup of coffee, swing on in, don't spill your coffee, and check it all out. And now if you use code TOURSTORIES10, you can get 10% off at thunderroadguitars.com. Yes, that's me playing guitar. Hello, big news from our friends over at DistroKid. They now have an app. This app works on iOS and Android, of course, and it's available in the Apple Store and Google Play stores and all the stores where you buy apps. Go check it out. It's got a lot of cool features. You can upload new releases. You can get notified when you've earned royalties. Awesome. You can withdraw from the app via push notifications. A little dangerous for me, but rad. Anyways, go check it out. It's all at distrokid.com/app. And don't forget, you can still get 30% off your DistroKid account by going to distrokid.com/VIP/tourstories. Have a great one. And we continue to celebrate our friends and partners over at Isotope, and we got some big news for you. The gold standard of audio repair, RX11, is coming in May. In the meantime, you can buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. Tour Story listeners get 10% off by using code FRET10. That's FRET10, all at isotope.com. That's IZOTOPE.com. Hello, Kai.
Good morning. Evening.
How you doing?
Good. Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm good. As you said, it's evening for me and the next day for you.
Yes. I'm coming to you from the future.
Yes. Are you in a wooden box?
Essentially, yeah.
It's cool looking.
It's two shipping containers smushed together and woodified on the inside.
Really? Is that your home?
That's my brother used to live here. He built this and lived here for a few years.
Wow.
I've come here to not wake anyone up in the house.
Gotcha. Is it as neat as it looks from here? It looks really cool.
Yeah. From a distance. It's nice. The closer you look, the more you notice what's going on.
Yeah.
And maybe it will fall on my head.
Yeah. Okay. No, it won't. It won't. So you're, where are you right now?
I am in Queensland, Australia, Currumbin, Gold Coast, at my mum's house. She lives on a big farm.
Sort of farm. Neat.
Yeah. So I'm just hanging out there.
Is that where you grew up?
Yeah, I grew up here 23 years. Okay. So what am I, 24? So it's just been sold, which is, crazy. Leaving the nest,
the farm.
I guess. The farm nest.
Forgive me, is that near Brisbane?
Yeah, about an hour away.
Okay. And you grew up there. Was that where you're like your scene, your people, your music?
No, not really. I kind of found my scene once I moved to Brisbane. I've lived in Brisbane sort of the last 3-4 years. I've just come back here recently, sort of in light of heavier touring and I don't know, just not having time to find a way back. You know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
More money. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you grow up going to shows or playing music?
I didn't really start playing music till the end of high school. And then I guess same with shows, first sort of shows in high school. It was not totally accessible for a younger audience on the Gold Coast. And I guess it's more, people are more into like clubs and stuff down this way. Whereas in Brisbane, it's a lot more live music orientated. Well, at least there's a huge group that are live music orientated.
Sure. Where'd you get your music growing up, generally speaking? Just the radio, the internet, that is?
Yeah, the radio was a big one. My brother, he probably got me going. And then I reckon my auntie got him going, which is kind of full circle because now she's the drummer in our band. Yeah. So yeah, a lot came from Noah. And then you kind of develop your musical independence, and I started finding stuff on my own.
Sure.
Yeah.
Without, pigeonholing Girl and Girl, a lot of it sounds like you're influenced by a lot of angular music from the 70s that I love. And yeah, I'm curious, you're quite a bit younger than me. I'm just kind of curious how that came into your life or did it just come out of your brain? You know, I'm thinking of all the obvious Gang of Four, B-52s, kind of danceable angular music.
Yeah, funny. We get these kind of references and like Gang of Four, like, I'm like, I would have listened to one song in my life of Gang of Four, and sort of same with B-52s. Like, it's weird. I don't really know where it comes from. I was talking about this the other day, like, sort of musical references, and I kind of struggle to tell if this band has made its way into my music or not, or if it's just a band that I really enjoy. But one that I can sort of surely positively point to in my earlier days is a band called Ace Wasey and the Ghosts, who are from Tasmania here in Australia. And I would say similar kind of vibe and just like really dramatic and performative in that kind of regard. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of the time I don't know, I don't feel like I'm trying to write like someone. I kind of feel like it's just coming out of my head, but it's easier to tell from your perspective than mine. Like I'm too close to it.
Yeah. And again, I'm always a little trepidatious about, you know, saying something like that, but because, two things, I love Girl and Girl. That's new to me, and the Sub Pop people shared it with me, and I just really love what you're doing. Your guitar playing, if someone asked me, I want guitar lessons from you. So that's the reason why I'm feeling a little bold about talking about these kind of influences, which were important to me. But I do know it's, you know, we're two different people. It didn't come from the Gang of Four necessarily.
Sure, sure.
But to that, your new EP, Call a Doctor, is, especially to me, is this wonderful angular guitar playing. It's very, very danceable. It's infectious to me. Quote unquote, dance music doesn't make me dance like your tunes. And there seems to be an intensity and a richness to this record. Like, not that there wasn't an intensity or any sort of richness to your previous records, but this seems to be like you've reached some sort of pinnacle or something. It feels very arrived to me. Do you feel that? Do you feel that this might be a kind of a step in a different direction, or up, or left, or right for you?
Yeah, 100%. to me, it feels up. Especially like in a production value sense. You know, it's the most time and money we've ever had to spend in a studio. You know, like Divorce, that EP that's like six tracks, and we just recorded that in 2 days. You know, we just live tracked the whole thing in 2 days, and we're like, okay, great. You know, whereas this record was 2 weeks, sort of like 12-hour days for 2 weeks, and we did 14 tracks, and I think that in itself added in a huge way to the intensity of the record. I listen back and I can hear the stress in the guitar playing and my voice and in that, that sort of stuff, which in the end works really thematically because it is essentially a record about stress and mental health and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that created that kind of like the angular tones you're talking about, but I feel like it's all that kind of got that sort of edge to it. I've been here for 2 weeks edge.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I haven't completely studied your lyrics, but I've certainly paid a lot of attention to them when I was preparing to talk to you. And your lyrics often seem to come right from you, like right from your heart, to be cheesy. But I believe that. But they're very personal, and there's some darkness to it, but there's happiness, there's sarcasm, there's desperation. There's all these things that, again, seem to be coming from you, your family, your home. But I think there's such a personalness to it that it really draws the listener in. Have you always just written directly from yourself? You know, some people write about whatever and, you know, beautifully, but it doesn't relate to them whatsoever.
Yeah, I guess I do need to write about myself and my feelings and experiences. There's one track on there, which is Maple Jean and the Anthropocene, which is kind of, you know, more of like a, I think that's kind of like about climate change and all that sort of stuff. But even then, that's sort of, that's based in personal experience.
Right, yeah.
It's tricky for me. I can't write about what I want to write about. I can only write about what I have to write about.
Right.
If that makes any sense. So I can't sit down and go, you know, I want to write a song about, you know, the bush. It's like, and I'll just sit and write a 10-minute song about how sad I'm feeling, you know. It's a really weird thing that I still don't fully understand, I guess.
As I said, maybe I've learned something, but it really, and I bet it does for other people too. It draws you in, you know, and if you're talking globally about something, that's fine. I'm not a lyricist, so I'm not here to criticize. I'm just comparing. It doesn't necessarily, you know, draw someone in as much as a perspective like you typically write from.
Sure.
And to that, the song Mother, if that is a love letter to your mother, I've never heard one like that. And I really, it's great. And the video is wonderful.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We're thrilled with how the video turned out. And that came together so fast and just sort of perfectly. You know, we just sort of found them and gave them the vague concept, and then they went out and shot it in the day and, sent it all back and we were good to go. And when I hit them up with the idea, because I knew I'd been watching their channel and stuff, and they've got all sorts of puppets, and they've got a lot of weird puppets. And I was like, oh, we just need to find a mother sort of child figure. Like, it could be a hand and an eyeball. It doesn't have to exactly be that. And then they messaged back and they said, oh, we've just built a 10-foot mum and a, you know, 15-foot baby. So it's like, oh, wow. Worked really well.
And is that, it's such a beautiful way to sing to or about your mother. Have you done that before?
She got a bit during the divorce record. could say that's to her. Or maybe probably a bit more to dad.
Sure. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah. But she's a component. Yeah, I guess it is kind of a first in that sort of regard as to how sort of directional it is towards her, which is nice because she, you know, she's a huge part of me and a big reason for, you know, who I am today and where I'm at and all that sort of stuff. So it's nice to, even if it's not the most like thankful song, it's still nice to have a track sort of dedicated to her, you know.
Yeah, well, I think if more people communicated to their mother that way, I think we'd have a better world, a more honest world.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'd like to play Mother. Is that cool to you?
Yeah, totally.
All right, here we go. stop thinking about that poor little baby. Everyone go watch the video. It's so good. What a great song. And again, another dancey number. So you said you were in the studio for 2 weeks, and that was the longest you've spent recording. How do you typically write or prepare for making records?
I can't sit down and write. I just got to wait, you know, until the writing comes to me. So a lot of my year is sort of, if I'm in a dry spell, it's kind of just trusting the idea that writing will come. Like, let's not stress. I will return to that state. And if I'm not writing, it just means I don't need to process things at the moment, or you know, or they're slowly coming together inside of me. So yeah, for the record, I had like a back catalog of tracks that I kind of that we revamped and reworked, and I guess this sort of Call a Doctor concept weaved its way into the lyrics that I put over a lot of it, because a lot of it was just sort of lyrical mush. So I was kind of like, I used to do this technique where I would just like wail over a song, like a literal wail, and then I'd later match the words to the whale noises.
Really?
So there's a bit of that going on, and yeah, all sorts of, yeah, it's weird. I can't just like tell you a thing. There's so much different stuff going on. Yeah.
And then do you just share what you've written with the rest of the band, and then you rehearse and go record, or do you track right there in the studio?
Yeah. So we share it before share with the band, and we all get it as tight as possible before going into the studio. It's like we had all 14 tracks down sort of as tight as possible. I had to finish, I think Mother were the last lyrics that I finished, which I kind of finished 20 minutes before we recorded them in the studio. But other than that, we're definitely not the kind of band that would write in a studio. It's like, let's get as much prepared as possible and then use our time finessing in the studio rather than creating. Which I guess is just historically because we haven't had time in the studio or money. So that's just kind of how our brains are set up for that.
Right. You know? And have you had the same members the whole time? Up to now?
No, we had a different bassist. Who's Jaden, our guitarist's younger brother, was the bassist for the first 3 or 4 years. And then he left. And then Fraser Bell, who's a really fantastic Brisbane musician, just he'd been a friend. And so he stepped in, and he's been in the band for maybe a year and a half, 2 years now.
Nice.
Yeah.
And of course, as you mentioned, your aunt is the drummer, and she's a great drummer, by the way. I was watching all the videos. I have some questions, some technique questions for her, because she showed me something that makes the music sound faster and she's not moving faster, and I kind of want to check that out. So if I ever meet her, I'm gonna bug her.
Great.
Not too many people play with their family. Sometimes it's siblings, usually. How did you and your aunt wind up playing tunes together?
So we used to jam here, me and Jaden, just on our guitars, and then Liz takes her dog to this property and they walk the track, and she just kind of stopped in one afternoon after a walk, and there was this old sort of rusty drum kit under the house, and she just jumped on just as like this is what it feels like. Because we'd never had that kind of structure before. We were just noodling. And I think Jaden and I were pretty shocked as little, you know, 17, 18-year-old boys at what a song could actually sound like and the structure that the drumming gave it. So we sort of begged her to stay. It was quite a lot of begging for quite a long time, maybe like 6 months to a year before she was like, okay.
And she, what was she her stayed. Apprehension? Do you remember?
I'm not sure. I think she would just say, I'll fill in on drums until you find someone else.
Okay.
And I was just like, well, you're here on drums. Why do we need to find someone else? You know? Yeah.
Great answer. That is the greatest answer. You know what she can say to that? Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, it's great. It feels like, you know, it feels familial, even though I know that not everyone's related, but it feels that way. And what else do you do when you're not rocking and rolling?
When I'm not rocking and rolling, I've taken up running recently, which for the first 23 years of my life, I convinced myself that I was not an active person, but now running is my new favorite thing ever. And it's
fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good. And it's so good.
Well, I don't know if
brain.
It's fun. It's addicting. Yeah.
Addicting. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's been great. And that's been, we were in America recently, and that was, I'm kind of like trying to tour in a more healthy way, and dispersing runs throughout the trip was such a game changer for me in terms of my mental health. So yeah, but that's not all I do. What else do? I've been surfing quite a bit since coming back to the Gold Coast.
Oh, great.
Which is really nice. We just had a big event where there's like huge bait balls of fish, and I'm surfing the other day, and there's like 200 or something yellowfin tunas jumping out right in front of me. Like,
oh my god!
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is that startling at all? Like, oh yeah, that's the big fish that I don't want to meet.
Terrifying.
I won't say its name.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. I just watched Jaws the other night as well.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Great film.
Great film. As I said, I watched probably all, if not most, of the videos, the girl and girl videos. You're quite the actor, I would say. You're really good.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah, it's really good.
Thank
Believable.
You. Thank you.
So when you're not surfing and running, you know, I'm not an acting agent, but wouldn't be crazy to go find one. You're great.
I wouldn't say no, for sure. I've done my share of acting in the past. I did like a little TV show here in Australia.
Okay.
But yeah, I sort of grew up on musical theater, and I wanted to be active for quite a while as a child. And I don't know, I kind of, it's scary on set. So this is a sort of a really nice and comfortable way to do it, because it's my set, you know what I mean? So I can, you know, it's nice to have that opportunity to sort of act again,
right?
In a way.
Well, it's wonderful. Keep doing it.
Yeah. Cheers.
And, well, your record comes out on Sub Pop on May 24th. Do you have, you said you were just in the States. I'm assuming you played South by Southwest. I didn't see that, but
that was it.
If you were just here, do you have plans to come back?
Yep. We're back in 2 weeks.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to find you if you come to Seattle. I live in Seattle. I'll sleep with all the Sub Pop people.
Awesome. We will be in Seattle towards the end of the tour, which pretty much close to May 24th. It would be like 22nd, 23rd of May. I don't know.
Oh, great.
Specifically off the top of my head, but yeah, we'll be there.
You know what I'm going to do? If they take you out to dinner to congratulate you for your new record, I'm going to sneak in and get a free dinner. Okay.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you. And again, congrats on this record. I'll see you in May.
Amazing.
Come to the show.
Thanks so much for chatting and for having me.
All right. Have a good day. Be careful if you go out with the giant tuna fish.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
See ya. We'll be right back.
then goodnight. And adieu, adieu to you and you and you. Adieu, adieu to you. So long, farewell, a fetus and goodnight. So long, farewell, a fetus and goodnight. And adieu, adieu to you and you and you. Adieu, adieu to you. So long, farewell, a fetus and goodnight.